Well, hello to all you beautiful ladies and gents out there. I realize I'm jumping on the Octaver bandwagon rather late in the game. I wasn't going to participate at all, but a prompt came up that I just could not resist. I had decided not to participate for a couple of reasons. First of all, I just have not been in the mood. I've been listening, but haven't really been in a mood for booing a whole lot because I've been in a considerable amount of pain with this chronic back issue that I'm having. Also, another reason that I thought I wouldn't participate in Octaver is that I don't have an audio editor or a mixer or anything of that nature, and playing music through my computer speakers and recording it with another device would make it sound extremely tinny, and I really didn't want to have to do that because it's not fair to your poor ears. But as I say, this prompt came up that I just could not resist. It was a prompt from CalmWaters73. Now, that's not to say that all the other prompts haven't been excellent, because they have. But yeah, this one really struck my fancy. So here I am participating halfway through the month. Anyhow, this prompt is about guilty pleasures, music that you would generally not want it known that you listen to. I have a guilty pleasure. Actually, frankly, to be quite honest with you, I'm not even sure I'd call it a guilty pleasure. It's just a pleasure. But I would still not want it generally known. In some circles anyway, like, say, by the people with whom I attend church, that I listen to this stuff. Now, I bet none of you who only know me via Audio Boom, those of you who only know me on short acquaintance, would be able to guess what this is. Those of you who have known me longer, one person in particular, already knows that I happen to like this music. But I have a feeling I'm going to surprise the heck out of a lot of you, and that's one reason why I wanted to do this. So, my guilty pleasure is, I love Alice Cooper, believe it or not. His stuff from the 70s, more so, Million Dollar Babies and Welcome to My Nightmare, which is one of my favorite albums ever, of all time. And I hope I have knocked a few of you over and completely shocked you. that you're gasping in utter surprise and amazement. Yes. Alice Cooper. I used to like some of his stuff from the 80s as well, but it just sounds raunchy to my jaded ears now. But yes, Welcome to My Nightmare, brilliant album. And my favorite song from that album is Cold Ethel, which I will not play on here on Audio Boom because it's a bit, it just contains some dubious content, shall we say. No swearing necessarily, but if you want to hear it, I'm sure you can find it out there on YouTube or iTunes. I kind of feel a bit embarrassed admitting that I actually like that particular song, but I do. It actually kind of fits into a couple of these prompts because it's one of those songs that makes me feel happy and energized, even though the content is dubious. But I like the music, and I like his singing. So whenever I hear it, I tend to, if I've been feeling depressed or sad, as I say, I think it's the music more than the words. it just makes me want to get up and dance, and I feel better when I listen to it. So there you have it. I should say, though, that as strange as the rest of the album is, Welcome to My Nightmare by Alice Cooper contains one of the greatest feminist anthems in history, as far as I'm concerned. There's a song on that album called Only Women Bleed, and it is absolutely brilliant. So there you have it, folks, my guilty pleasure. I have to laugh at myself, because even I have a hard time believing that I actually like that stuff. But having said that, there's a few metal or grunge or whatever tracks that I like that are not Alice Cooper as well. So I suppose it shouldn't really be that surprising that I do like Alice Cooper. I love Enter Sandman by Metallica. And, oh my God, now this really is a guilty pleasure. You're never going to believe this, folks, because I hardly believe it myself. I actually like Smells Like Teen Spirit by Nirvana. Oh, wow. I can't believe I'm admitting this in a public forum. Yes, now that is not cool. At least, not the kind of cool that I subscribe to. I used to like a couple Judas Priest tracks eons ago as well, but I suspect that I would not appreciate them anymore. And I have no desire to listen to them. Anyhow, that's enough utter nonsense from me. But sorry, folks, I have to laugh at myself. Because, you know, here's this person that's generally into classical music and opera and Celtic music and folk music. And yes, I love my oldies as well. And I'm a child of the 80s, so I love my 80s rock too. But yes, here's this generally, well, I don't want to say cultured, because that sounds extremely egotistical, but, you know, that this person with a wide, eclectic taste in music actually admitting to liking something like Nirvana. Oh, ye gods and little fishes. The world is coming to an end. It's a Gwenpocalypse. Okay, I will end this now before I collapse into utter stupidity. Bye for now.